In the United States, 1,600 troops have been deployed to military bases in Washington, D.C., in readiness for the possibility of more civil unrest in response to last week's death of George Floyd. In Portland, police and protesters are tonight engaged in running battles, with officers firing tear gas into crowds of demonstrators. Meanwhile, in Washington, New York City and L.A., curfews have been imposed, but most protests passed off peacefully on their eighth night. Dr. Carl Sudler is an African-American historian from the Emory College of Arts and Sciences in Atlanta, Georgia. I spoke to him earlier about how his city of Atlanta has responded over the past week.
It's been complicated. You know, on the ground, like every city, we see protesters who are being referred to as peaceful, and then we see protesters who are being referred to as rioters, looters, you know, and the truth probably lies somewhere in between. You know, some folks have been critical of the mayor's response, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' response. However, I do, you know, I applaud our mayor in taking swift really swift action and taking and responding to the police misconduct that we've been seeing to protest here in Atlanta.
This unrest isn't just about policing. It's really raising a lot of issues for people around underlying inequality. And of course, after the COVID-19 crisis and the rising unemployment, that's no doubt part of the story. How big a part of the story is it, the underlying issue around inequality?
It's incredibly important that we keep that front and center. You know, I think one of the reasons that we see so many comparisons to other years of rebellion in our country history is because anti-Black racism lies at the center of our country's DNA. And we've yet to address this adequately. And so whether we're talking about uprisings in 1919, 1943, the 60s, the 90s, one thing that all of these uprisings have in common is that they've all been direct responses to systems of discrimination, segregation, and police brutality.
Where's this all going? Obviously, we are seeing now over a week of protests, and the movement has pre-existed before, of course, the death of George Floyd. The Black Lives Matter movement has been pushing for reform and change to the criminal justice system and the broader equality issues. Where does this end?
I mean, certainly justice needs to be served, right? I think that begins by upping the charges from third to first degree murder, especially in light of the recent autopsy results. I think you also have to arrest the three accompanying officers. There's also something to be said about policy reform. Sociologist Rayshon Ray recommended restructuring civilian payouts for police misconduct as kind of a new policy that we can really think of. But I do think a lot of the movements and calls for divestment from the police and defunding the police are perhaps the righter move. And so I was excited to see what's going on in Minneapolis.
That's Dr. Carl Sudler, an African-American historian from the Emory College of Arts and Sciences in Atlanta, Georgia. This is RN Drive.